Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Stand up, everybody, look alive. Say, come on, come on, come on. We're gonna get it now. Hands up if you're ready for a fight. Say, come on, come on, come on. We're gonna win it now. I don't need you to believe in me. I know how to change my destiny. Sit down, but to rewrite a history. Rewrite a history. Rewrite a history. I can change the whole world. Gonna take it over. Gonna start it over. Don't you know what we can be? A new beginning. Fighting to win it. Tell me that you're in it. Don't you wanna be a superhero? A superhero. Superhero.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday to you. So glad you tuned in to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. We do this show every Friday from 2 to 3. My name is Lou McCoy. I am the host of the show. Hope everybody's had a great week. Ready for a great weekend. I think we have a great show today. No, we do. We've got some special guests coming in to talk to us and got some new things to talk about. The Hero Card business as well, but as we always start, I'm joined at the first part of the show with producer Becca Gray. Hello, Becca.
Hello, Lou. How was your week?
Oh, busy and great.
Awesome.
How about you?
I'm still recovering, and it's just getting started.
That's right, because you work busy weekends too, don't you?
Yeah,
you do. You're a busy lady.
I try to be. It keeps me out of trouble.
And that's a good thing for you, Becca.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So what are you working on right now? Oh, I think I know.
I'm actually working on playing with my granddaughter.
Oh.
That's what I'm doing.
You got visitors in town.
That's right.
We just met Rose out before we came into the studio.
Yeah,
Pretty special.
She's kind of a, yeah.
Had to drag Becca in here.
I know.
She just didn't even want to come to work.
You're the only reason I'm here today.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know.
This is our mutual admiration
society.
Yep, that's us.
Yep.
That's us. So tell me about, we talked about Blue Santa. I know you're doing a special gig on that.
What we're doing is we're having some local businesses act as drop-off locations. And we're going to do live remotes at all these locations in conjunction with the KPD and the Citizens on Patrol Police Academy Auxiliary.
It's the CPAAA.
It's the Citizens on Patrol Academy Alumni Association.
That's it.
Ha.
That's it. Yeah.
That's, who says that sleep deprivation is a bad thing?
While we're talking about them, they will be on our show next week.
Oh, awesome.
Tom Whiting and my good friend Pat Duffy, who is an alumnus.
Cool.
Tom is the president of that association.
Awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a great job, and that is a fascinating program.
No kidding. I can't wait
you
to find
learn
out
a
about
lot.
That. That'll be
I
cool.
have learned so much that I had no idea went on.
Awesome.
Here in Kerrville, and things we can get involved in, and well, I don't want to spoil it, but you get to shoot a gun if you go through that.
No
you
kidding.
You do. That'd be reason enough right there.
Oh,
right?
Hey.
Yeah, getting some affirmative nods here. Okay, so back to your – so you're gonna have sites that you do this?
Yeah, different places. We've got places like the Dietert Center is going to do it.
Yeah.
In conjunction with the Hero Card.
I'm aware of that one. That's on December 1st.
That's right.
12 to 1.
Yep, at lunchtime.
So how does that work? Somebody can go by there.
Somebody can come by and bring cash, or they can bring a brand new unwrapped toy for a child age 13 or under.
Okay.
Of course, cash is always king because they have people that are going to do the shopping. And what Blue Santa does is they provide a meal, Christmas dinner.
Really?
Toys and clothing sometimes, depending on what the need of the family is. And what we're doing is trying to raise money and toys so that we can make sure no child goes without
that's
Christmas
great.
This year.
And you have to qualify. They don't.
Yeah.
I think that's a neat.
I think
part
today
of that,
was the last day people could sign up for a family that needed help.
Okay.
Today was the last day.
Any idea how many families they serve through that?
You know, I have no idea. You know, that'd be a good question to ask
Tom.
Yeah.
I think it's a big number.
I would imagine
I think they get
so.
A hangar out at the airport to put the stuff in.
No
is what
kidding.
Is kind of what I recall.
That's a lot of folks.
So that's a lot of toys, a lot of food, great cause.
Absolutely.
Is there a Blue Santa?
Yeah,
like an actual Blue Santa?
I have seen
You've seen him.
A Santa in a blue suit.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that would stand out.
Suit. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. But you can come and meet folks from the CPAAA and KPD at these events.
And now, what will you be doing? You're going to do a live remote.
I'm going to do live remotes.
You're going to be stopping traffic? Or?
If I can, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That'd be good.
I'll get out there in my silly Santa hat and wave at all the people and scare them half to death and try to get them in to bring money.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shakedown.
Absolutely. We're doing it on our sister station, KRVL 94.3
okay.
Rev FM.
Okay,
yeah.
Be on the Rev.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
and how many of those do you have booked so far?
I believe we have 9 or 10.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I've got a couple more still in the works.
And so if somebody wanted to do that, participate in that, they would get a hold of you, right?
Yeah, at 830-896-1230. Tell them you want to talk to Becca about the Blue Santa.
Becca the boss, the Blue Santa.
I don't know about
that's
the
a
boss.
Lot of bees.
Yeah, well.
Well, you're the boss of the Blue Santa, for sure.
No, KPD is. We're just helping
oh,
out.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we just wanted to help out in some way, and this is what we came up with.
That's exciting. It's hard for me to believe we're talking about Christmas.
I know, it's just around the corner.
And we're talking about Thanksgiving.
Can't wait.
It's here.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday.
Dun, da, da, dun.
What about you? You like Thanksgiving?
I do when my husband's not working retail.
You have a retail issue because somewhere we got this Black Friday thing going on.
Well,
bad thing?
I think it's a good thing if it starts after noon on Friday.
Yeah,
not on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, it used to be midnight. Now it's probably, what, 9
it's,
p.m.?
It's
3
o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving
Ridiculous.
Day. Uh-huh. It goes all night long, all day Friday.
But you can get some deals.
You can, but they're the same deals that you got last year in most of the big box stores.
Okay.
Yeah, they've already proven that. 90%. 90% of the big box stores are putting the same things on sale that they did last year.
Sneaky.
The better sales?
Tell me.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, you like that one. You talked about that.
Yeah, that's where you really save money.
Okay, just do that online.
Yep.
Like it.
In your jammies with your coffee, and you don't have to fight in line or watch people be ugly to each other, nothing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
People get ugly with each other?
They do.
Oh,
I used to work at Walmart years ago, long time ago, back in Dallas.
Yeah.
And I saw hair flying. I saw an ex-police officer getting a fight over a television set.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad. That won't happen here in Kerrville.
No.
If you're shopping here, everybody's...
You better be nice.
Nice.
I'll come get you.
So Thanksgiving, you're going to... Then you don't know
we're
the
gonna,
retail thing.
We're going to do our Thanksgiving, I think, the day after.
Okay.
Yeah, because James has to work all night Thanksgiving night.
Good.
And then
he'll
sleep.
That's not good, but it's good you're going to do it.
Yeah, he'll sleep Friday morning, and then I think we're going to have a late meal on Friday.
Now, do you cook the meal?
Share it with my mother-in-law.
Yeah, you do a... Dessert, though, right? That I think
that
you're
this
bringing
thing
to our Tuesday group. Is that right?
Someday, maybe.
Okay. What is it?
If Donna agrees.
Pecan cobbler.
Uh-huh.
Is that you? Yeah,
yeah.
Pecan cobbler.
Yep.
What time will that be?
Talk to Donna.
Okay. That sounds good. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just so much easier than Christmas.
Yeah.
If you don't participate in the shopping spree.
Right.
Because it's just time with food and football for
and
us.
Family.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
No, family's great.
Yeah, family's fabulous.
Family's family.
Yeah, and if you don't like the ones you're related to, you can always pick some new friends to add to your family.
That works, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I wish you a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. You too, Lou.
Thank you. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. All right, so let me just fill you in a little bit. In fact, that's what we have in our studio with us a couple of gentlemen. One is Mark Rutherford, who will be one of our guests here in a minute, talking about R&R Pest Control.
Cool.
But the other gentleman seated to my right is Mr. Bobby Burris. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Lou. How's everybody today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm getting over the crud and starting to spend a lot of time out visiting with some folks the Hero Card. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, so Bobby is the newest addition to our Hero Card team. And Bobby, how's it going so far?
Well, it's been going very well. I've
That's a good answer.
Got out there and met a lot of wonderful business owners around the community and had a lot of good positive feedback. Everybody's aware of the Hero Card. It has quite a brand here in Kerrville. So I'm very excited to get to meet with some of the business owners and show them how we can help them and they can help a lot of the nonprofit organizations that are going to be out selling these cards.
Absolutely.
And raising money for their groups to do all the different activities that they need money to do with. So it's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm really enjoying getting out.
Having a good time. Well, and so Bobby kind of, you sought me out on this just through, I guess you might have seen our announcement on Facebook that we had It was under
sort of how it started. I've been in advertising for the last 15 plus years, up until a retail stint I did for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of value in this product for the businesses, because in advertising, one of the hardest things to do is to determine if you're getting some return on your investment. And what a neat way to for a business owner to see if it's working.
They can measure
if they're coming in and bringing the card, and they're ringing up the sale and saying they used a discount with the hero card. It's a way of judging whether it works, and that's what all businesses are looking for.
So and two, what I really like about it from an advertising standpoint is that it's something tangible. It's something they can hold and see and touch.
Absolutely.
And in advertising, that's hard to do.
Yes, it certainly is. And everybody's looking to get more customers, and I think this is a really good way to help make that happen.
You know, and I want to clarify, you didn't seek me out. You sought the business out after it was under new ownership. And, clarify. So you saw potential in it, and then we talked about it, and then you got excited. And, of course, I got excited to have some more feet on the ground, so to speak, in this community. And really excited to have Bobby. He's got great experience, like you said, in advertising. He knows how to knock doors. He knows how to see a business owner at the right time. And he's got great people skills. He knows how to back out the door if it's not the right time. And so we're just really excited, Bobby, to have you on the team.
I'm really excited to be here.
He's already had some success, and I think we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg there. So
absolutely. I got my first sign up with a super duper hero, and that's Benefit Solutions here in Kerrville. So if you're looking for some affordable health care insurance, he's the guy to talk to up through, I think, December 15th. So over on Jefferson Street, Benefit Solutions, Todd Peter. Certainly give him a call, because he saved me a bunch of money. I got my renewal for my current health insurance was going to be 66% increase for next year. So he was able to actually end up saving me about $150 a month by going with a different carrier and same type of coverage. So I was very pleased to meet Todd Peter at Benefit Solutions.
Yeah, and that's a that's a great story. Oh, you can reach Todd at 896-3727. Give him a call. You can also look at toddpeter.com, www.toddpeter.com. I don't know how many W's that was. It was more than three. So anyway, but he's an independent insurance broker, so he'll do individual life insurance benefits like what Bobby purchased, but he also does group benefits for employers from 2 to 500 or 2,000. So quite a successful business over there.
That's his main business, is helping small business do benefit solutions for their company. And really, he does the individual health insurance more as a service to the individuals out there. He doesn't make a lot of money from that. But it certainly, he was sat down with me for 30, 40 minutes and explained everything thoroughly. So I just recommend him.
Yeah.
Highly.
Great. Absolutely. And we're glad he's part of the program. And what he's doing that's kind of different in that industry, it's so regulated, he cannot give discounts on the policies. So for anyone that does business with him, he'll make a donation of $25 to, he's got four or five charities
that
he can do that in that name. And so I just thought that was very generous. And that's a case of somebody wanting to participate in the program.
Right.
And seeing some value. And he'll be on a radio show, I believe, in 2 weeks. So we'll get to interview him and find out really specifically. He'll do a much better job than I'm doing promoting him, but it'll be great. So we look forward to that. So good job, Bobby, on that one. Well
Absolutely.
Done. All right, so we're going to take a break for just a minute. We're going to introduce some music as well. And then on the back half of that break, Bobby, you're going to hang around, right?
Absolutely.
And he's going to just say, really? You need to be out there hitting the pavement. No, I'm teasing. All right. But on the back side of that, yeah, trick question, Bobby, wrong answer. No, we'll have Mark Rutherford, and we'll talk about R&R pest control and some other things. You've got the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 AM.
Trouble, you see, it's
All right, welcome back. Again, I'm joined now in the studio with Mark Rutherford, R&R Pest Control. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You?
Great. Great.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. And you've had a busy Friday.
It has been a busy Friday, indeed.
You told me you have worked your tail off.
I have. I unfortunately was by myself today, but
okay.
Yeah. But it's been a great day.
Good. Good. You're a busy man?
Yes, sir.
Business going good?
Yeah, I love it, yes.
You're loving it?
Yes,
I can see that. Yeah, he's beaming. If y'all could just see this man smiling. You did, what, 9 appointments already today?
Yes, sir.
That's exciting. Yes, all sir. Here in Kerrville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Comanche Trace, back to River Hill, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But you didn't have to go to any of your...
No, no.
You will travel to some other locations,
oh, yeah,
though,
we
right?
Go, we go as far away as Junction, Fredericksburg, Burney, Bandera, over to Medina, and back around to Mountain Home.
Wow.
Yep.
That's some territory.
Yep.
But Harper. It's not just you, right? You told me you had you got some employees.
Yes, sir.
Some
yep.
guys and girls.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. You got some good people.
Yeah.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, my lead guy in the field is Richter Weinheimer. He's been with me for about 4.5, maybe 5 months now. And
okay.
Outstanding. The customers love him.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Boy,
in fact, many of them have called back and said they want him to come out. Versus me.
Boy, that's what you want, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Absolutely. You can't do it all.
Right.
Right?
No,
not if you're going to be hugely successful, which you are, and cover a lot of territory.
Yep.
You die young if you try to do all that. Richter? That's his name?
Richter Weinheimer.
Is he listening?
I don't know.
You better hope not. That's how you end up having to get a... Yeah, you have to... He'll need a raise.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Anyway, he's probably working.
No, actually, he's off today.
He's off. Okay.
But since we've done that, I want to shout out to our office girl, Kristen Dent, an outstanding person who's organized the schedule for Richter and I and keeping us straight. And she's the office lady and doing a wonderful job.
It's a huge job, right?
It's
making
a big job.
Making sure that y'all can be where you need to be, right?
She's the first voice of our company when people call in and she talks to them about their particular problem, what they're experiencing, and then does some recommendations, and then gets them scheduled, and we head out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, so R&R, I'm assuming one of the R's is Rutherford.
And so is the other one.
Rutherford and Rutherford.
Yes, sir.
I like it. Okay. And it used to be, what, Goss Pest Control?
Goss Pest Control. Cody and Kim Goss.
Yep. Good
Goss.
People.
Yes. Great people. And, I mean, I was so blessed to have met them, and we struck a deal, and September of 2015, a little over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Been a year.
I know it.
Time flies when you're busy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Cody and Kim, great people.
Wonderful.
And you did a smart thing buying a well-respected business, obviously. You're a smart businessman.
Well, thank you.
And seems like the transition's going beautifully.
It's gone great. I mean, Cody and Kim had started this company from scratch. And Cody was out there, and Kim, literally out there beating on doors and meeting people and working with organizations and grassroots type of effort. Mm-hmm. And when I acquired the company and got to, fortunately, met all the customers over a period of time, it was wonderful.
They
the
people, customers.
Oh, it's
they,
great,
I would think
great
they would.
Customers.
They would have people that are very likable.
Yep.
Very likable people themselves.
Yep.
Cody's a big man.
Yes,
large
sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good man, though. I mean, and just one like a big teddy bear, though.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yep.
And they moved off to Tennessee?
Yes.
And, okay. Well, good for them and good for you. So,
yeah.
Did you have a background in pest control?
No, didn't. Just a background in business.
Okay. What have you owned? You've owned several businesses.
Well, I have owned a tanning salon, Tantanic Tanning Salon, over there by Sprint.
Yes.
The Pier 1 Shopping Center, and before that, I owned a feeder manufacturing company, and before that, I was in telecom, mainly rural telecom, serving telephone cooperatives and privately owned telephone companies all over the U.S. I was actually a chief operating officer for a company in Hobbs, New Mexico for 4 years under contract. And before that, I was a consultant in the telecom world and did a lot of traveling, which was fun for a while, but that got old. But anyway.
This is going to sound mean, but if you live in Hobbs, New Mexico, you want to travel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? I've been there.
Yes.
So how long were you in Hobbs?
4 years.
Okay. Okay, so, yes, I'm sorry, we have a, little interruption there. It's all good. I get distracted. I am a man. I can only do one thing at a time. Somebody put a note in front of me, and that's a train wreck waiting to happen. So I'm back on track. What's your name? Oh, you're Mark. Okay, good. So Mark, the tanning thing. Tell me, is that because you love tanning personally, or
no, it was
you just saw a business opportunity there?
Exactly. I saw a business opportunity there. Some friends of ours owned it, Mark and Tamara Sharon. And then I had just recently came back to Kerrville from having been in working for a company in New Mexico. Came back, was looking for something, wasn't really in a big hurry. This came along. They wanted out. I wanted in. So we worked a deal, and I owned it just about 4 years. Sold it back in May of this year.
All right.
Now I have focused all of my time on pest control.
Yeah, you don't have any other time.
No,
pest
control. It's a great business to be in. Like I said earlier, the customers are it is unreal how friendly and nice and just real warm reception from all of Cody's and Kim's customers that I got, plus the new ones that we're getting every day.
Yeah. Well, you're a nice guy too, Mark. That's not going to be an issue. So. Are you constantly learning things about pest control? Is there a big learning curve for
there
that?
Is. There is.
Change and
there is a big learning curve. And there's a big, the state of Texas, we're regulated by the Texas Department of Agriculture, and there's a tremendous demand by them to have people coming to homes and businesses that understand pest control and don't just throw chemical out. So we've gone through some extensive training and but it's been great. It's done well in terms of understanding how pest control really, really works. Instead of just killing bugs, and throwing chemical at it.
Nuking
yeah.
the house. Yeah,
instead of throwing chemical at it, there's a effort underway to have a more green effort toward it. So we do our best to do that. There are times when you've got issues and that you've got to turn the heat up a little.
Yeah. Yep.
But you always keep it within the requirements of the label of the product you use. But yeah,
that's good.
It's a great business.
And now you'll treat for bugs, but you'll also treat for thistle burrs and,
yep.
and what are those called?
I don't know.
Things to get in my dog's hair. What's that?
Sticker burrs.
Thank you.
there's a scientific name.
Let's go.
I don't. Yeah. Right. That's a full-time job.
Yeah, that would be a full-time job. Okay. That's a tough responsibility. All right.
Yeah, we do pest control, but we also do, right now is the time of year where you want to put out a pre-emergent to get rid of thistles, sticker burrs, those kinds of broadleaf weeds that so that they don't come up in the spring.
Sure.
It's starting off now, as well as ball moss. We were getting a lot of calls and scheduling a lot of appointments to treat for ball moss, and that's a big business for us.
That's right.
On top of the pest control. Pest control does not stop in the winter. Those pests, just like you and I, want to stay warm in the winter, so do they. And so they start coming in, whether they're roaches, scorpions, or bugs, or they're squirrels, rats, or mice. They'll seek shelter.
Shelter and food.
Yep, that's all they need.
Right.
A little bit of water.
So is there... I'm sorry, is there a difference between a water bug, those big water bugs, and a roach?
Well, there's different species of roaches.
Okay.
The most popular here in our neck of the woods, if you will, is the American roaches, which are the large ones. And then there's the other kind, they're German roaches, they're small ones. The big difference between the two, and the reason why you would want to have, if you're going to have roaches, the American roaches, because they don't multiply near as fast. They're easier to take care of. German roaches multiply like crazy. They can become a giant infestation in just a short period of time.
Wow.
And then you've got a real problem.
Okay.
It's a sanitary problem, health problem, all kinds of issues come up. we get a lot of calls on both. The German roach problem is pretty prevalent here in
Kerrville. Is it?
Yeah.
Really bad in Fredericksburg. y'all were just waiting for that one, right? Okay, well, I think I have the American. They're big.
Let's
they
hope
fly.
You don't have any.
Well, we have our share. We're in the flatlands where you have the roaches, right? And then up in the Rocky, you get the scorpions. And I'll share a scorpion story with you on the side sometime.
Good.
Had my share of experiences. All right, so how do people reach you?
They can reach us by phone at 830-895-4007, or they can log into our website or find our website at randrpest.com.
Very good. All right, and you have a very generous offer for people that will show the hero card to you, right? You do what, 10%?
Yes, sir, 10%. To first-time callers, or even just on a even on their quarterly reoccurring service, we offer the 10% off.
That's very, very nice.
Thanks.
Very nice. I would encourage people to take advantage of that. Great service. Mark's a great guy, and apparently Richter's a great guy, and Kristen in our office. So good team of people. And anything else you want to tell us about R&R?
No, Becca keeps looking over here like we're out of time.
Well, Becca keeps us on track. We at the bottom of the hour, we have to take a break that's sanctioned by the station. I got 1 minute. So real quick, tell us what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
You
in town?
We are, yes. Fortunately, we are not going to be traveling. Most of my family is here. My wife's family, some of which are here. But no, we won't be doing any traveling. We'll be having Thanksgiving, I believe, at my cousin's house.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, it's going to be nice. It's my favorite time of year.
It is. I just ditto on that. Is Wyatt going to be home?
Yeah, well, he won't be home for Thanksgiving. He will be home for Christmas.
Yep. Wyatt is in South Dakota. That is your stepson.
That's correct.
That played football with, graduated last year, played football with one of my sons. Mm-hmm. So we'll tell him I said hi.
I will. And I get that every day, by the way.
I've just been Carson's dad for a long time. And now I'll be Brooks's dad, but that's fine. So, Mark, listen, so glad you came on. I got to tell you how glad I am you're part of our program and participate. You're a great business partner, and look forward to extending that. And go have a great Thanksgiving.
I will.
Thanks for taking time out. We're going to take a break for some news and weather. And on the other half, do not tune out. This is going to be a lot of fun. Got a really great guest for the second half. You've got the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM. See you in a minute. To end, that's Jim Croce, our musical guest for today, and that's one of the benefits of getting to host this program. I just get to go through some old music that I enjoy and play it, and Bobby is still with us, and Bobby, you're a Jim Croce fan.
Oh, huge. I played guitar growing up.
Oh, okay.
And have given it up because I wasn't very good at it, but he was always one of my idols, him and Jose Feliciano.
Okay.
Simply because he was fantastic and he was blind, you know. So talk about some talent. And Jim Croce was the beyond talent. And the man died too young.
And he died young. And he, you know, he's one of those stars that sold many more albums after he passed
Absolutely.
Away and died in a plane crash. And now this is just crazy. I was reading about him today. It's fascinating, right? What we can learn on Wikipedia or whatever that is. And so a couple of interesting things. He was a struggling. Went to Villanova. Grew up in Pennsylvania. Went to Villanova. Was into music, and his wife's family gave him $500 to produce an album, 500 records at the time, discs. I've got a young lady in here that has no idea what a vinyl record is. I'm sorry, but we're going to introduce Mary Margaret here in just a minute. But anyway, they did that hoping that he would fail, and he sold all 500, and it just progressed, and he was in. He and his wife performed together, and then he started writing. Yeah, so when he was killed, he had actually sent a note. He was killed in a plane crash, as y'all are aware, and he was going to Austin College. He was going from Louisiana to Austin College up in Sherman, where I spent 1 year playing sports and going to school, and that's pretty fascinating. That would have been almost the time I was there, just a little before it. So, but anyway, he's one of my favorites.
Great music. If you're young and you don't know of him, you should look him up.
Yep.
I'm sure he's on Pandora somewhere.
We're gonna keep Mary Margaret in this studio until she agrees to
listen to some Jim Croce. That's the name.
Spell it.
J-I-M.
Uh-huh.
How'd I do?
Perfect.
C-R-O-C-E. Ooh, that was a test, and apparently I passed. C-R-O-C-E. So, Jim Croce. I still have his albums. And I don't know
if they're working. I've got a CD or two.
Yeah, I've got the vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. All right, so.
I did 8 tracks.
Jim Croce.
That's my age.
Pretty fascinating. Yeah. Oh, we all have that. It's amazing technology that we live in or that we get to experience today. So, as promised, a really, really exciting, interesting guest here on the second half. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Mary Margaret Berniston. Hi, Mary Margaret.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank
well,
you.
You're so sweet. Now, Mary Margaret is a student at Tyvee. What grade level?
I'm a senior this year.
Oh, so you get to kind of leave campus when you want to. Is that how that?
Well, not legally.
Not so much. Not legally, but you were happy to leave today? You
didn't. Yes, yes. I'm very happy to be here today.
No tests today?
Not on Friday, luckily.
That's good. That should be outlawed.
I agree.
All right, so you're a senior at Tyvee. And what are your plans for after Tyvee?
Well, that's a very good question. I'm not quite sure yet. I know that I'm into the University of Texas, and
put that bell away.
And then I'm still waiting to hear back from my other colleges, but I won't hear back from those until the spring. So.
Okay. Good. Where else have you applied?
I've applied to several out-of-state colleges, Claremont McKenna, Williams College, Middlebury College, and Davidson College.
Wow. Very good. Now, those are very specific. Well, you have something you want to study?
I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking about going into journalism.
Good.
So that's a possibility.
That'd be great.
Not quite sure yet. But after doing this program and all of my other activities, I definitely want to do something that gives back to the community in some way. So I'm trying to figure that out.
You're a nice girl. That's very, very good. So I'm just going to razz you a little bit. I'm an Aggie,
yes.
Right? And so I used to tell people when they were going to Texas, I'd ask them, were your SAT scores not high? Ring that bell again. Ring that bell again. Texas is a great school.
Yes, it is.
And I actually applied there and was accepted. I just chose a different route. And so it's all good. It's all good. So, all right. You're here because you started – and or we're part of a team that started. I'll let you clarify that. But something that is so cool that goes on here in the community that I don't think many of us know about. So what's tell us about it's called?
Bark in the Park KTX.
Bark in the Park KTX.
Yes, it's a tongue twister.
It is. So what is Bark in the Park?
So what it is, it's a program we run with our local shelter, Kerr County Animal Services, and that's the shelter that's actually right on Loop 534 by the high school. I think I always have to start with that because a lot of people don't even know that shelter exists.
All right.
So that's one of those problems we're trying to combat as well. And so what we do is we volunteer a lot during the week. We take dogs out and take pictures of them and post them through social media. If there's a dog that comes in that needs a little haircut, we give them little doggy doos and give them makeovers and promote them. But the biggest part of our program is every Saturday we take out maybe 5 or 6 dogs, depending on how many volunteers we have. We take them to Elise Hayes Park, and we dress them in a little blue Adopt Me vest, and we try and get them adopted. So
that is so cool. I told you it was cool.
That is
so cool. Yeah, another bell ring. Oh, we found a bell in this show. Added feature. So what made you come up with this idea?
So my family has always been very involved in animal rescue. We've always adopted dogs from our shelters, tried to work with our shelters. But it was actually my sister Annabeth's idea.
Okay.
She had it last year. We were trying to brainstorm ways that we could help our shelter get our euthanasia rates down. And so we had this idea, and we took it to Ray Garcia, who is the head of the Environmental Health and Animal Services Department. And we met with him for about a month with Isaiah Young and Mason Schlechte. And eventually we got a plan together, and we presented it at Commissioner's Court, and it had to be approved unanimously by Commissioner's Court. Luckily, it was approved unanimously, and so then, actually, it's about to be our one-year anniversary. That was November 23rd.
Wow.
So,
congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't just something you had to go through jump through some hoops to get that done.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And we're so thankful for everyone that helped us get to this point. Ray Garcia, everyone at the shelter, Sarah and Gamaro and Aline. There are so many people that have helped us along the way, and we would not be here today without them. And so many people at Tyvee, too.
Yeah, takes a team effort to get something like that done. And that was sweet of you to give credit to your sister. You afraid she's listening?
Oh, I have no idea. She's in California right now, so
probably not.
Yes, sir. She's
in
college
Where'd she end up going?
Claremont McKenna College.
Okay,
yes,
very good.
We'll get her on the Hero Card online.
Okay.
And she can listen to these programs.
That would be good. Yes.
Off of there,
yeah,
so she'll
be
able to hear
we
you.
We post these shows at the end of next week, and so, have her. And she doesn't have to listen to the whole thing, although I'd encourage her to, because it's
I'm
good
sure
and everything.
Like
she can, that's sweet. So she can go and hear this section, which would be fantastic.
That
so.
Are you guys always looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers, especially young volunteers. We're looking. We don't want this program to just be a two-year thing. We want it to keep going every single year. So right now we're looking for people that we can train up to take over next year.
Pass the torch.
So especially we're looking for juniors and sophomores in high school. And I don't know if you want me to give the contact information
now. I do, absolutely.
So the best way to contact us is through our Gmail, which is kerrvillebarkinthepark@gmail.com. And like I said, we're also present on most all social media platforms. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page as well.
Yeah. Well, the Facebook page, I spent some time there. And if you go there, save yourself some don't do it thinking you're going to get in and out, right? Because I was like, oh, that one's cute, and that one's cute, and that one's cute, right? And they're all dogs, and you don't do cats yet.
Not yet.
I wish you would. I just want to see you walk those cats in the park.
That would be very interesting.
That'd be awesome,
yes.
Right? So what's better, cats or dogs?
Oh, man. I am a both person. I love cats and dogs. I have both. I can't choose.
You're going to go into journalism and know how to be in the middle. That's good.
Yes.
Okay, what about you, Bobby? Cats or dogs?
Oh, I've got three at home now, along with an Amazon parrot.
Three dogs.
Yes, three dogs.
Three cats
from
and a parrot.
A large one to a very small one. So.
Does your Amazon talk?
He jabbers a lot. His name is Amadeus, and he knows his name. And he's always, what you doing, huh? What you doing, huh?
That's awesome.
Because my mom used to say that to him all the time. So this was my parents' bird that I inherited when my parents
They live a long
passed.
Time.
Oh, no. This one's about 35 years old
Isn't
now.
That amazing? I love parrots. So. Okay, so no cats yet.
No cats yet.
Just dogs. So to date, the program's been successful.
Very successful.
Any idea of how many dogs have y'all been responsible for finding homes for?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. And we like to think that there's a net benefit that not just the dogs in our program are helped, because like I said, a lot of people didn't even know the shelter existed before we started. So we like to think that more dogs have been helped than we were actually able to take out on walks. But I know the number is somewhere near 75 dogs.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
That have been in and out of our program. So,
wow.
Yes, so we're very happy with it.
That's great. How many of them did you take?
Oh, man. We have only taken one, Henry.
Okay. Henry?
Yes. So... We are very partial to Henry.
What kind of dog?
Oh, okay.
Big,
try and picture this. He is a blue heeler and a corgi body.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He's
very
unique.
Yeah, Corgi's got the... Does he have the ears
like
the corgi?
He has the huge ears, yes. And the little tiny legs.
That's fun. And a good color.
Yes,
blue heelers have great
colors. He's just the sweetest dog.
Okay, Henry, you got him. So, favorite other dogs that you've seen come through?
Oh, man, they're all just such good dogs. We had one dog, Chester, and he was a little blue heeler, too. And he was just a funny dog. He would climb up his cage like a little monkey.
Okay.
It was the craziest thing you've ever seen. Ginger was a really sweet pit bull we had. She got a really good home. We just fostered Bailey, and she was a little...
I saw the video on Bailey.
Yes,
slobbering,
she's
like,
so sweet.
Like
yes.
That. Y'all got that?
She's a little chow.
Sounds like my boxer.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, she's really? Very sweet. There are so many sweet ones.
So you'll be walking them in this Saturday, tomorrow?
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, yes.
What were the... you don't do it every Saturday?
Well, this Saturday, I'm going to be out of town.
Oh, you're going to... Okay.
Yes.
All right. So how many people will be walking dogs when the next time you do it?
We hope a lot. We have up to 15 volunteers sometimes, and it's really great. We have volunteers representing all different organizations in Tyvee, National Honor Society, Peer Assistance and Leadership, Interact Club, and then just various volunteers.
That's
so
great.
We've really been amazed by the amount of support we've gotten from the community.
And is Tyvee your main draw for your volunteers?
Tyvee is the main draw, but we also see a lot of volunteers from OLH.
Okay. I was going to say, you get
area.
Some of the other
yes,
schools involved?
Yes.
More kids,
yes.
more dogs get walked.
Exactly.
That's awesome. What a really phenomenally cool idea.
Thank you.
You should be very, very proud of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We're always looking for volunteers, so y'all give her a call.
Yeah.
Keep this program going because it saves lives.
You'd let an old person like me walk a dog?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. So you're saying I'm old?
No.
All right, I trapped you there, so I am compared to you. So Well, are we needing a break right here? So we're going to can you stay around for another minute or two?
Of course.
Good. I hope so. We'll we want to hear a few more things, and we're going to take a quick break. Have a sip of water or whatever. Everybody come right back. You've got the Hero Card Hour, KERB, 1230 a.m. Be right back to you.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bullshooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
All right, welcome back. In the studio here is Mary Margaret Berniston, the one of the original founders of the Bark in the Park. And you wanted to talk about your fostering. Tell us a little bit about how the fostering works.
Okay, so we have Kirk County Animal Services offers three different programs. The first one is adoption, which is pretty self-explanatory. So with adoption, there's a $45 adoption fee for each dog unless they've been spayed or neutered or up to date on their vaccinations, in which case it can be as low as $5. And so with the adoption fee, there you have to sign a form promising that you'll have the dog spayed or neutered within a certain time period. And then we offer Family Fit, which is kind of a step towards adoption. So what that is, you can take a dog or a cat home with no fee for 2 weeks to test them out, see how they work with your family, with any other pets you may have. And if something happens, you can't keep the dog, you can return them to the shelter, or the cat. You can return them to the shelter with no fee. Or if at the end of that 2 weeks you decide to adopt the animal, you can then do the $45 fee and everything else I just talked about. So the program that most people don't know is the third one, and it's fostering. So what fostering is, it's when you take a dog or a cat from the shelter temporarily, and you try and get adopted through your own means. So you post pictures of the animal through Facebook, you contact your friends, and you try and get them adopted. And that is such an important program. We're really trying to stress it because it really does save so many lives. My family has fostered several, and it is really easy and really rewarding.
That is really a great plan right there. I'm familiar with fostering because Brandy, my wife, as you know, you're shaking your head, she is a big animal, loves animals. I do too. But she has fostered some. And so my idea of fostering is that they... we have a glass shower, glass enclosed shower, and that's where they tend to stay. But that's kittens, so I don't know if it's the same thing, so maybe not. But we had our share of pets run through our house, and I think the work you're doing is fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
Those programs are through the shelter.
Through the shelter,
okay.
Yes.
Very good. Very, very good. Well, you're a great promoter of the shelter and of animal rights and taking good care of animals. And I think in Kerrville we do a good job.
We do, for sure.
We really do. I think we've got a very caring community. That's witnessed on this program week after week after week, of people doing good things here. And you're one of them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do. So did we cover everything you want to talk about on that? Because
yes.
I want to find out about your...
how do we get a hold of you again?
Yeah.
If you want to volunteer?
Good.
Okay, so we have an email. It is kerrvillebarkinthepark@gmail.com. And then we also respond to a lot of messages through our Instagram account, which is @barkinthepark_KTX, and our Facebook account, which is @barkinthepark_KTX as well.
Very good. Yeah, the Facebook's probably more our listening audience than
yes.
your Instagram.
Yes.
So, and that's all good. And you're a busy lady. You're like, you just rattle off these things that your National Honor Society and Interact, which I'm so familiar with because that's part of Rotary. And, Do you sleep ever?
I try.
Okay. Well, maybe you can sleep over Thanksgiving holiday.
Would be nice.
You going to be in town?
I am going to be in town. My sister's coming back from college,
good.
So a lot of family time, which I'm looking forward to.
Just the two of y'all?
Yes, just
okay.
the two of us.
Very good. Well, and will you do the traditional turkey and all those good things?
I think so.
You're not in charge.
I'm not in charge,
Your
no.
Your mom will take
That's not
care
my
of that.
Department.
Dressing or stuffing?
Ooh, stuffing.
Okay, stuffing. All right, we'll have to see. We're dressing people with sage. That's our deal. We build a whole meal just around the dressing. Yeah, it's kind of, we got some head nods. Well, Mary Margaret, thank you so much for taking time out. I want to have you back on. We'll check the progress before, not only on the bark in the park, I think I got it right again, but also your progress as to whether or not somebody has convinced you not to go to the University of Texas. And no, I'm totally teasing you. But you're going to be hugely successful in anything you do. There's just no doubt about it. And
thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. We'll have you back.
Thank you.
Can you stick around for a minute? We're going to take a quick
for
break.
Sure.
And then we're going to come back into a little Hero Card business, and we'll wrap it up for today.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name.
All right, back on the Hero Card Hour. Yeah, I think y'all probably figured out those little breaks are so that we can make adjustments here in the studio and switch mics around and have some fun. So Bobby made an interesting point. He said he didn't know you could test drive an animal. I like that. That's right. That's what it is, right? Take it out for a couple of weeks. If there's a good
fit. Try it on for size.
Well, you certainly don't want to get an animal and then not take care of it.
That's
that
right.
Gives you a way to make sure it's going to be a fit for your family. So
and
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because if you've got an animal that doesn't appreciate the shriek of a small child, that could create more problems.
Right.
And
I have one.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Or a small child. Anyway.
No, I have the animal. I don't have the small child.
And sometimes, you know, I adopted a cat one time that lived with teenagers, and it really didn't appreciate children at all.
Yeah.
So you never know.
You never know.
Until you try it on.
That's really a good.
I think that's really cool.
That is.
And a lot of shelters need to start doing that more.
Yeah, thank you for promoting that.
Yeah,
great guest.
Very cool.
Great guest. We look forward to having Mary Margaret back. So
yes.
We're going to do a little Hero Card business,
yes.
A few reminders of some things that you need to take advantage of or that you can take advantage of. Using your Hero Card, again, if you don't have one, simple way to get it, go online, herocardonline.com. You have two options there. You can buy one that you'll have to remember to renew every year, or you can buy a subscription card that will just be coming, be sent to you every year. You'll always have the opportunity to opt out on that, of course. So last week we had, or a couple of weeks ago, we had Carrie Barnett, Keys Homemade Brittle.
Yeah.
So mouth-watering brittle. It is the best that I have personally ever eaten. And
because it does not stick to your
teeth. Doesn't stick in your teeth.
I second that.
And then we got a second and a third, and she makes wonderful flavors. She's taking orders for the holidays locally. She'll give you 15% off. If it's if you do 2 pounds or more, she'll ship it for free if she needs to, if you're not local. And I just cannot recommend this brittle enough. And you can reach her at 210-286-7274. Then a couple of other, we've talked about benefit solutions today, but let's also talk about Premier 7 Gym.
Mm-hmm.
We promote them a lot because Jency and Chris are phenomenal, and the word gym doesn't do that justice. This is a facility that really gets specific on movements, how somebody's moving. Chris has studied the body and how it should operate within itself. He can look at how you're standing. Testimony is I was in there one day and a lady was in there working out, and I think Chris told me she was 85, 86 years old, and they had worked on her mobility and her stretching and her balance, right? So that, you know, many times somebody can fall and that can be a real disaster. And so Chris and Jency, you might call them, check them out. You should check them out. They have a nice offer as well with the Hero Card. They're over at 727 Hill Country Drive, and their phone number is 830-315-777-4-7. Get that Premier 7 and 7 in their phone number. And then our friend Angela Major with Major Weight Loss coming up after the holidays. I cannot tell you what a great resource that will be. I was listening to the radio on the way over, and it's really not what we do during the holidays that hurts us. It's our daily habits, and I'm guilty of that. And so what that freed me up to do is just go ahead and hurt myself over Thanksgiving, because apparently that's, no, that's probably not what she wanted me to say. But Angela is a fantastic coach, and she's patient, yet she'll push you enough to get your goals done.
Yeah.
And it's about lifestyle with her. It's not about a fat or a weight loss. And so Angela Major, and it's A-N-G-E-L-A, and Major is M-A-G-E-R, and you can go to her website, Angela Major. .com, or you can call her at 281-380-3434.
3423. She'll give you 20% off if you use your Hero card. That's a really nice value. That's on her coaching sessions. A couple of places that you can eat out that you might not be aware of, but Brown's Drive-In is an incredible merchant and makes some incredible food. You can see them on Facebook. And then I want to tell you about a place that you may not be aware of, but Pal Vacuum. That has a beautiful store. They're right there behind Mamacita's, and they have a nice 10% discount on anything you buy in there. So we just got so many great vendors. We're running out of time to talk about them all. So for this week, I just want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving.